We're doing the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot, and we had left off with the 25th mitzvah to set out the candles in the temple, as the verse says, Ya'aroch oto Aaron, and now we're up to the 26th mitzvah, which is the mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless Israel. Kotev Aruchot Bnei Israel. There's a biblical mitzvah for the Kohanim to do Birkat Kohanim. The 27th mitzvah is to set up the bread, the lechem aponim, and the levona, the spices, before Hashem every Shabbos, as the pasuk says, lechem panim lefanai tamid. Now, the Ra'avad over here asks, why don't you also count burning the spices, as it says, yishel Hashem, and eating the bread, where it also says the Kohanim should eat it in a holy place. The 28th mitzvah is to offer the ktores. We burn it twice a day. The ktores was burnt in the temple. The 29th mitzvah is to have a fire burning on the altar, as it says, Eish tamid tukad al hamizbeach. There will be a permanent fire on there. The 30th mitzvah is that every morning they would remove the ashes from the altar. That's called Ve'irimet Adeshen, Trumat Adeshen, the removal of the ashes. And the 31st mitzvah is to remove the defiled people from the camp, from the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, V'yishalchu min ha'machane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nafesh. The 32nd mitzvah is to honor Aaron's children, to let them go first when it comes to holy matters, as it says, V'kidashto. You will sanctify him, you will let him go first when it's areas of holiness. The 33rd mitzvah is the mitzvah to dress the Kohanim for the service with clothing of Kohanim, as it says, Vasita Bigdei Kodesh. So there's a biblical mitzvah. We have to wonder who is this mitzvah on, but there's a mitzvah that the Kohanim should be dressed with their clothing when they do the service. The 34th mitzvah is to carry the Aron on their shoulders, as the pasuk says, Bakatef Yisau, the Kohanim will carry it on their shoulders. The 35th mitzvah is to anoint the Kohanim Gdolim and the kings with the special oil called the Shemen HaMishcha. The oil is called Shemen Mashchat Kodesh, the oil that anoints to greatness and holiness. So the greatness is the kings, the holiness is the Kohanim. The 36th mitzvah is that the Kohanim should serve in the temple according to their different shifts. And when the holidays come, they all serve in unison. As the pasuk says, Levad mim karav al ha'avot. The 37th mitzvah is that the Kohanim should defile themselves. When a relative, God forbid, passes away, so they should go to the funeral and become defiled in the funeral and mourn over them, just like any other relative. There's a special mitzvah, la yitama, that a Kohen should become defiled for his sister that's unwed, his father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, wife. The 38th mitzvah is that a Kohen Gadol should marry a virgin. It says, V'hu isha b'vtula yikach. The 39th mitzvah is to bring the tamid sacrifice every morning, one in the morning and one at night, olat tamid. And the 40th mitzvah is that the Kohen Gadol brings a flower offering every day, as it says, Zekoban Aaron uvanav. So what do we see today? We begin with the 25th, to set up the candles, the Kohanim should bless, to set up the bread and spices, to burn the spices twice a day, to have a steady fire on the altar, to take off the ashes, to send out the defiled people from the camp, to honor Aaron's children with anything of holiness, to dress the Kohanim in the Kohanim's clothing, carrying the Aaron on the shoulder, to anoint Kohanim Gedolim and kings with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Kohanim should serve according to their shifts, and on the holidays they should all serve together. The Kohanim should become defiled and mourn over their close relatives. The Kohen Gadol should marry a virgin, and that we bring a Karban Tamid every morning and every night. And the Kohen Gadol brings a flower offering every day.